So I'll say, looking outside of AML, having been involved with oncology CME for more than 30 years, that I don't think anything has ever happened like this in oncology, where you go from a situation where people are getting palliative care to not only having a therapy that's effective, at least certainly in the short run, but not that straightforward about what to do. And, we've been just like trying to throw out every red flag out there for people to take notice of what's going on here. But let's talk about the potential complications. You've talked about TLS. I have to say, your case is the first case I've heard of clinical TLS with hypomethylating agent with venetoclax. What happened with your patient?
So our patient was not the most severe, and it has happened at other places. I've had conversations with colleagues at other academic centers. They've all seen it. I've spoken with Maria Konopleva, who's seen it at MD Anderson. Dan Pollyea has seen it at Denver. Keith Pratz, who's a colleague of mine when he was at Hopkins, they had a case there. And everybody has like a case. Our case wasn't that severe, but our patient did need to be admitted to the hospital, was briefly in ICU for electrolyte management.
Oh, I thought you said the patient had dialysis.
My patient did not, but the patient at Anderson did.
Really? Wow.
So it has happened. And, our patient, we gave a single dose of 100 milligrams of venetoclax, and the uric acid, the first one came back at 13 and a half. And that wasn't the peak. So we have to watch out for this as a real potential toxicity.
What about the particulars of preventing TLS? Where does ras-bur-case fit in?
The big problem is there's not a great way to predict who's going to have it other than the studies all required patients to have a white count less than 25,000. And I hold to that number because I know that again, in CLL is a risk factor for tumor lysis syndrome. And we would expect the same in AML, even though it's not been studied in that setting. So I think hyperleukocytosis plus venetoclax is potentially a real risk. It's just a data-free zone where we just don't know how high that risk is.
What was your patient's white count?
Was low, actually, was less than 10.
And how do you approach allopurinol versus ras-bur-case?
I always give allopurinol to these patients. I like to start actually a few days beforehand just so they have a good and low uric acid, and that's actually on the label as a recommendation. But in terms of best practices, you want to be prepared. And somebody who needs screening for G6PD deficiency, we screen them when we can. If we're kind of stuck, in the moment, we may not have that luxury, and we have to just say high risk or non-high risk patient. But I don't give preventive ras-bur-case to anybody unless they walk in the door already in tumor lysis. So I would just hold off on giving that preemptively. If you need to give it, you certainly can. I think ras-bur-case is a wonderful medicine because it's prevented the need for dialysis in many patients. I don't see this as a very high likelihood of needing dialysis. Again, if we see this 1% of the time, it would be a lot, but it's not zero. It was not seen on the trials, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen.